Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, here we are in Woodbridge, Virginia once again. How many of you have never missed one of these meetings? May I see your hand? Well, there's a number of you. Well, this is number 18, I understand. And I was at the very first one. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's receive our evening offering and amen. Give you an opportunity to raise your income. I learned that the very first of this ministry from my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, that the privilege of sowing seed into the kingdom of God is a key issue to life. For the whole kingdom, Jesus said in the fourth chapter of the book of Mark, the whole kingdom is compared to a man putting seed in the ground. If you want more faith, sow faith. If you want more love, sow love. I mean, that's just the way it works. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 14, please. And we'll begin reading with verse 15. There's a phrase in this that's just been going over and over and over and around in me today. Verse 15, when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place." Now you remember what happened. John was beheaded. They came and told Jesus about what had happened, and he left to go to this desert place apart. But the multitudes followed him out there, and when they followed him on foot out of the cities, and Jesus went forth, saw a great multitude, moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. You give them to eat." And they said to him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. This is the phrase that's just been just going over and over and over on the inside of them. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Whatever it is, take it to Jesus. Do you know, you can just unload on him. He already knows anyway. But well, then why don't he do something about it? He's done something about it. But what he cannot do is pray your prayer. He can't confess your sin. We have a part to do in this. Amen. He said, "Bring them here to me." He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Looking up to heaven, he blessed. Now that's important. He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the multitude. He gave them an assignment. You feed these people. That's what he said. And they didn't have anything but a little handful of stuff. But nevertheless, he told them to feed thousands of people. And they didn't have anything to do it with. They're in a place where there's nothing. In fact, it's getting dark. That means it's dangerous. No water out there. They're trying to impress him. Boss, it's time to get out of here. Amen. Now he said, bring it to me. What's your problem? Take it to Jesus. My. Glory to God. He blessed. Wonder what he said. He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. He blessed it. Well, Father, bless these little biscuits. Bless these little fishes to the nourishment of our bodies. Bless the fishermen that caught them and the baker that baked them. Daddy, daddy, daddy. You think that's what he said? Then why have we been blessing like that? We know exactly what he said. Same thing he said to Adam, same thing he said to Noah. Be fruitful. Multiply. That's what they needed, wasn't it? Some serious heavenly multiplication here. Multiply. Have you ever talked to your money like that? I'm going to have to get down here and talk to you. I can tell right now. I can tell right now. We got some working to do here. You need to be telling it to multiply. You need to be telling it to be fruitful. Gold dollar turn into a hundred. And you got scripture for that. He multiplies the seed sown. Hallelujah. That's Jesus' job. Amen. He is high priest after the order of Melchizedek, who received tithe from Abraham and blessed him.
Yes, he did.
That's Jesus' job. He's head of the church. Glory to God. And it says here, men die that receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed. He liveth. One translation said, he liveth forever.
Amen.
Well, Brother Copeland, I just don't have enough. I just don't have enough to tithe. Wonder why. The tithe is the beginning of all financial success. You can't steal somebody else's money and have that somebody expected to bless your finances. I remember Creflo saying one time that somebody borrowed his car and didn't bring it back. And he kept getting letters, we're sure enjoying this. And we've had it washed and we put some new tires on it. He said, I don't want new tires, I want my car. I don't want your letters, I want my car. I'm not paying no attention to anything you say until you get my car back to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's my money you're spending.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Look at it again. Bring them here to me. Why? Because he wants to bless it. Because he wants to break it, and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. They took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside the women and the children. Amen. Now, heaven has it recorded. We have it recorded that Jesus fed the 5,000. But he really didn't. He commanded them to do it, and they obeyed him. You missed a chance to shout right there. He commanded them to do it. They obeyed him. They receive reward for it. They are the ones that are recorded to have fed those people. Come on, people. Jesus didn't come here to get any kind of record for himself. He came here to give himself. He came here to give you credit. He came here to give me credit. He came here to help you, glory to God, and to help me. He didn't come here to win some kind of prize for himself. He came here to get us. We're the prize. Oh, Lord, we love you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir, I'll just go ahead and keep reading. The rest of this is good. Straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come." Well, what else is he going to do? If it's you, bid me come. What's Jesus going to say? Well, you know, it ain't me. I know. So he said, "Come." Yeah, thank you, Lord. When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus, now look at this, look. Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. One more step and he'd have made it. Because he was in reach of him when he caught him. Now here's what we're to see out of this. "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" When they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Peter stepped out on the word "come." The power of the word "come." Faith came when Jesus said, "Come." Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It was the power upholding him was the word "come." The words that empowered them to feed that crowd was, "Bring them here to me." Can you see that? It's his words. It's the words of the Master. Hallelujah. They're exactly that powerful today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I want to show you this video that will show you what you're sowing into tonight. So watch this, please.
I'm Pastor George Pearsons. I'm coming to you from the headquarters building overlooking the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. What a thrill to have you with us as we celebrate 50 years of ministry. Think about it, 50 years. In the world, that's a milestone. But in the kingdom of God, it's a jubilee. And in the jubilee year, the anointing is released to wipe out debts, set people free, and restore everything back to a place of superabundance. It's Amos 9:13 time, when the grain and grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. We began this year with a strong word from the Lord through Brother Copeland. Get your house in order. Well, that put us to work. We saw that many years of single focus on outreach had left our own home base neglected, with many areas in need of repair or replacement. So, getting our house in order has begun. Half the bottom floor of the 30-year-old headquarters building is finished. Another half has started, but there are still two more floors to go. Actually, every building on campus is calling for attention or even demolition, like this one left over from World War II when this property was a military base. In 1973, when Brother Copeland first stepped on this land, the Lord said, "This is the revival capital of the world, and you are going to build it." Then, in 1979, with great vision of the future, we took possession. But over the years, like the rest of our home base, the vision of the revival capital took a back seat to outreach. But now, its time has come. God is moving, and the revival capital of the world is alive and ready to grow. With 1,500 acres and 1,500 people at any given event, this is a small city with an airport. To get ready for the increase we already see coming, we must upgrade and expand our water, electricity, and sewer systems, and the cooling towers, and the roads, and the runways. Has outreach taken a back seat? Not hardly. Brother Copeland hasn't slowed down. Actually, he stepped it up. This includes all of our team getting more aggressive about reaching the United States, Canada, Africa, Latin America, and the islands of the world. And now, we have the Gulfstream 5 that we've been believing for to get the job done, all while we put the word of faith on every available voice. But I'm glad to report to you that in 50 years, every faith challenge has had a faith victory. And that is how this will be done, by faith and the Jubilee anointing. It's harvest time, and we're calling in that harvest. Every financial gift sown during this victory campaign will be used to allow KCM to finish the year financially strong, as well as allow us to further get our house in order. Is there something in your world that needs to be repaired, replaced, or renewed? We invite you to join your faith with ours as you sow your seed. Together, we will watch the Jubilee anointing bring in a supernatural Amos 9:13 harvest. Believe it. Receive it. And as Gloria says, take it. And remember, now let's say this together. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, reveal to all of us tonight what is our part of this offering. You know. And you're revealing to each person what their part is, and to each person what they need to bring to you in order to receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich in every area of their lives. things that they need to have refurbished, things that need to take place in their businesses, in their ministries, in churches, in homes and households. And we thank you for it. And we give you praise and honor for it. In the name of Jesus. Amen.